Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
While businesses often encounter many challenges and roller coaster events that would not be out of place in a fiction novel. And it was such an entrepreneurial journey which inspired Shirley O'Kelly from Timbertrove to put pen to paper and share the highs and lows of running a family business. Shirley, we'll be analysing the success of Timbertrove and why you decided to write a book on the Timbertrove story. But first, I'd like to hear about your early career.
I left school when I was 15. I had got a summer job working in the motor trade for a guy that had known my dad. And I loved it for the few months and I didn't want to go back to school. So I was determined to make sure I was kept on, which I was. And I worked my way up. 19 years I worked in the motor trade until I became general manager.
So after dating Henry then, who would become your future husband, a chance meeting with two guys and some bounce checks ultimately triggered the creation of the O'Kelly Sawmills.
Yeah, Henry always had an interest in timber, living up beside the forest. And then these two guys approached him to rent out the hay shed that he had, and he was interested to see how they were going to go about the business, which had in fact never actually got off the ground. So the machine that they had bought, the saw, Henry ended up buying that from him.
One of the chapters in the book is dedicated to professionalising the business. What specific changes did you introduce in this regard?
We added on as we went along, we added to the range. And obviously, we improved all our internal systems and our manufacturing systems. And, you know, we became, you know, very efficient.
And what was your approach to innovation and being open to change? How did you maintain an insight into what was happening, let's say, on a global level?
I suppose responding to what the customer wants. Like in the early days, like we had designed the range of sheds and fencing, and then we got a contract. We won a contract with Dublin Zoo for playground equipment, which was a huge transformation to the business. And we won a lot of contracts around the country in various hotels installing playgrounds. And then when the customer came in wanting to have a particular product manufactured for them, we would always do that and sort of build the range that way, responding to the market.
In 2005, almost 20 years after O'Kelly's sawmill had been first established, the business rebranded as Timbertrove. Why was it important for you and Henry to rebrand the business at this particular time, and how did it benefit the business as a whole?
At the time, people that knew us as O'Kelly's sawmill and then we registered the Shedman name, so that obviously spoke for itself with the Shedman. But we had expanded the range into playground equipment and we were doing garden furniture, dog kennels and a lot more. So we felt we needed to rebrand, which we did to Timbertrove, and that then, you know, was much better for the company image.
And shortly after the rebrand, the recession hit, and of course then 3 years ago, the COVID pandemic threw the business community into disarray. How did you respond to each of these challenges?
Well, the recession was a huge challenge for us. We really went through a tough time in trying to survive the recession. Unfortunately, timber products wasn't on the to-do list or the priority list for customers. And of course, the construction industry had practically collapsed. So eventually we had tried exhibiting at exhibitions and all sorts of things, and nothing was working for us. So then we decided to diversify and open up a country store and cafe. There was a lot of people up here walking the Dublin Mountains, particularly the Hellfire Club and Lord Massey, and there was nothing in the area where you could get a cup of coffee. So I said to Henry, I think we should try and open up a cafe and just keep it simple. So I got a lot of advice from people that were in the business, but I also got an awful lot of resistance as well, including Henry didn't agree that I could make money. So I pleaded with him to give me the stores department that we had, and we converted it, put in second-hand tables and chairs and equipment, and we started to bake scones, apple pies and various different cakes and serving coffee, and that turned the sawmill around.
So Shirley, what can you tell us about the scale of Timbertrove today?
The cafe has grown. It has gone from strength to strength over the past 10 years. And obviously the timber side of the business gets a spin-off from that. So we're still obviously developing our range of products all the time. We're still doing our range of sheds and fencing and garden equipment. And
Timber Trove is still very much a family business, but do you expect to take a back seat and to let Danielle and Connor take over the reins in the years to come?
I would like to reduce ours back, and Danielle and Connor are definitely very much taking over, as the years go by. We're very, very lucky with the two of them. We have them very well reared, and they've learned a lot from us, and they still do, and they're never afraid to ask us for advice.
And give us an insight into how the realities of starting and running a business as a husband and wife duo has impacted your marriage.
Yeah, it has its ups and downs. The recession was horrendous for us, extremely difficult for our marriage, because we were both terrified at the time because the recession hit overnight. And it was terrifying for us because there was a lot of times where we thought we weren't going to make it. And obviously there was no getting away from the business. There was no cut off at all. We live beside the business as well, which probably doesn't help.
As a husband and wife team that have been in business together for many years, what advice have you got for anyone coming after you and, let's say, newlyweds that are starting a business today?
Well, if they're talking about going into business together, I would say be very careful that you both have the same ambition and dream for the business, and that you can have boundaries around the structure and who's doing what. It's not easy, but then it's also good because, if I'm working late, which I did a lot, and Henry was the same, we understood one another that we both needed to stay on in the office for a few hours. So I wouldn't be against it, but I would say be careful that you're doing the right thing.
And Shirley, if you had to go back and do it all over again, what would you change?
I wouldn't have worried as much, and I would have, particularly in recession, I would have looked for the positive out of what happened. And for us, the positive out of the recession was the setting up the Country Store and Cafe.
Now, we have referenced your book, The Timber Trove Story, throughout the interview, but what inspired you to write the book?
I just wanted to share the experience with other people of what it takes to set up a business, build it up from the ground, and fight through the global recession, the pandemic, and various other obstacles and challenges over the years. It's a local family business, and we've walked the talk. So I hope that, people can learn from our experiences.
And having written the book, what is the achievement that you're most proud of?
Surviving the recession. We saw so many companies around us and people we'd been dealing with that didn't make it.
And Shirley, finally, what does the future hold for Timber Trove?
Well, Danielle and Connor are very excited about the business, and they are looking at, more ways of improving things and more ways of increasing profit and more ways of increasing the margin. So we're obviously going to continue developing the range and continue providing a good top quality product and, good service to the customer. We're constantly improving the premises all the time.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Shirley O'Kelly from Timber Trove, and I'd like to thank Shirley for providing us with a realistic insight into the commitment required and challenges associated with achieving business success.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.